From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kenny Malone. Nina Galopi is 16 years old, and she does not mince words when it comes to color preference.
Like, my sister is the purple and, like, gray, like, she likes those matcha. I'm like, pink, ballerinas, cupcakes.
Nina just got her learner's permit back in April. Her parents promised to paint her black PT Cruiser pink when she gets her real license, but there is a colossus in the way. One day, she and her dad, Fabio, were driving up to Boynton Beach to see Nona, Nina's grandma. They were on I-95, but Fabio was driving.
And my dad's like, oh yeah, this road we're driving on, this big scary thing you're looking at, you're going to have to drive this. And I'm just like, oh, really? But cars go really, I'm used to going 20, maybe 40. And I'm just like, no, I'm good. I'll take the small roads everywhere.
In fact, your friends, they call it small roads.
Yes, all my friends. Because it's a really scary road when you think about it, like, to be honest. Because, like, that's where the adults, that's where trucks, everyone drives there. Like, you don't want to drive there if you don't have to, like, for 100% reason.
In our End of the Road series, we've brought you I-95 through the eyes of the driving instructor, through the eyes of the parents who have to teach their kids, and today, through the eyes of 16-year-old Nina Galopi, who has yet to tackle what she and her friends simply call the big road.
Because a lot of adults, I think that when they see, like, kids driving behind the wheel, they get more, like, defensive, or they get more, like, scared. So they'll honk their horn and they'll be, like, a little bit aggressive because of the way we drive. And it's just very scary when you're a teenager on the road.
On the flip side, the big road has come to represent everything to Nina. The independence to visit Nona in Boynton Beach and Nana in Fort Lauderdale, freedom to take a road trip with her sister to Orlando, and maybe most importantly, proof she's not just a kid anymore.
In my group of friends, it's like, if you can drive a big road like that, you're, like, successfully shifted into driving. Like that's it. You can be trusted with any car.
And so since July, she's been asking, begging someone to show her how to drive on I-95. Mom will not go for it.
I cannot handle it. I can. I really can. So he gotta do it.
He being Fabio, Nina's dad. But Fabio seems to conveniently always find an excuse to avoid that I-95 lesson.
Well, I figure she'll actually be driving by herself by the time she's 35, so I can push it off as much as I can. It's okay.
I'm actually a really good driver. I've been told by people I'm a really good driver, so I don't know what you're saying.
Well, fathers have to protect daughters.
But eventually, Fabio made a deal with Nina.
I told her a couple of weeks ago, hey, go do good in your math exam, and I'll take you on 95, and we'll go together, and I'll teach you the ways how to do that.
Nina's in 11th grade, and this exam was in Algebra 2.
The worst possible thing they could try to teach people.
But Nina took it seriously. She started going to tutoring 3 times a week. School ends at 2:30, and at least once, she stuck around bugging her math teacher until 5 o'clock.
And my teacher was like, are you going to go home? And I was like, no, wait, let's just read this one more time, please.
In Fabio's defense, putting off 95 and pushing Nina on the algebra, it does seem to fit into some sort of master plan of his.
We've always taught our girls to be very confident, and because with confidence you can achieve more. Bring the challenges to them, help them, teach them, and help them to grow.
Nina took her algebra test shortly after she got an email from her teacher, who apparently had become very invested in Nina's deal with her dad.
I am very happy to inform you that you've gotten the highest score on our current exam, 95%. I am so proud of you. Your destination is I-95. It's impeccable. You've honestly done an amazing job, Mr. Lopez Paris.
That's right, a 95 on the test that will get her a lesson on 95.
That's kind of funny, right?
Well, I feel like it's a sign from
it's
God.
A sign. We have to go on the 95.
And we will go. Next week in our End of the Road series, Nina Galopi finally gets a crack at the big road. I ask Nina if she thinks she'll be any different after conquering I-95.
I think I will. I think I'll see myself, like, I'll be a pain in the butt to my parents, be like, oh, I can drive now. Give me the keys. I've already done it once. I can drive. Give me. I'll drive to Boca Raton. I got it.
Oh, God. Big mistake.
You're listening to WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kenny Malone.